الله الرحمن الرحيم. We finished off the chapter on the virtues of Jumu'ah, the fazilat and the things that are required for a person to do on the day of Jumu'ah, coming early for salah, taking a bath, increasing salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, increasing istighfar, and the virtues of coming early for Jumu'ah, the virtues of the time of acceptance of du'as. So all that was covered in the previous chapter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Today is the first Jumu'ah after we did the chapter. We should try and bring in, one is to listen, and the other is to see how we can bring in these qualities in our life. We had the virtues and the fazilat of coming early for Jumu'ah. So now is a great chance and opportunity that we bring this in our life. Sahaba was such that they would hear from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately they would bring it into practice. They wouldn't even hesitate for a little while to even try and get a better explanation, better understanding. We heard something from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was it. It was enough for us. It was enough for our ta'lim. Immediately we'll bring it into practice. Today we start a new chapter. Babu istihbabi sujood shukri inda husooli ni'matin zahiratin aw indifa'i baliyatin zahiratin. The chapter on the desirability, the preferability of performing sajda shukr. Sajda shukr is that sajda that is performed out of gratitude. When a person acquires any bounty, any extra bounty a person is granted, or at the time when a person is saved from some type of calamity, some type of affliction, affliction is averted, this person gets saved from a calamity, affliction, person goes down into sajda, and he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The afzal thing is to read two rakats of salatu shukr. To read two rakats of salatu shukr is an afzal thing, the better thing to do. But if a person is not in a position to read two rakats of shukr salah, then he can make, it is mustahab, preferable for him to make one sajda, where a person is thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by virtue of this sajda that he is making. And Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu qal, خرجنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من مكة نريد المدينة. Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu says that we were traveling with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We had departed from Makkah Sharif and now we were proceeding to Madinah Sharif. So we all were traveling with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, departed from Makkah Sharif, proceeding to Madinah Sharif. فلما كنا قريبا من عزوراء نزل ثم رفع يديه فدعا الله ساعة. When we reached a place called Azwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dismounted from his animal, his conveyance. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands and he made dua for some time. As we were going, this was the beauty and this was the love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, that as he's going now, he's not moving, he's moving on the road, but his mind is with his ummah. His mind is with us. But despite him moving on the journey, thinking about us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come down and he had made dua for some time. ثم خر ساجدا. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell down into sajda. فمكث طويلا. He remained for some time, for a long period of time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained in sajda. ثم قام فرفع يديه ساعة. Again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up, picked up his hands in dua for a long period of time. ثم خر ساجدا. فَعَلَهُ ثَلَاثًا. And again he fell into sajda for a long period of time. He did this three times. وقال, after that he explained to Sahaba, he said, إِنِّي سَأَلْتُ رَبِّي وَشَفَعْتُ لِأُمَّتِي فَأَعْطَانِي ثُلُثَ أُمَّتِي فَخَرَرْتُ سَاجِدًا لِرَبِّي شُكْرًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I had asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I had interceded on behalf of my ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted me my intercession. I had asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow my ummah to enter paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted me 1/3 of my ummah entrance into paradise. 1/3 of my ummah shafa'at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted me. Therefore I fell down prostrate into sajda for a long period of time. ثم رفعت رأسي then. I lifted up my head again. فَسَأَلْتُ رَبِّي لِأُمَّتِي. I woke up again and I'd asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. فَأَعْطَانِي ثُلَثَ أُمَّتِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted me another 1/3 of my ummah. The dua that I made for my ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted me another 1/3 of my ummah. فَخَرَرْتُ سَاجِدًا لِرَبِّي شُكْرًا. Again I fell down into sajda, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. ثُمَّ رَفَعْتُ رَأْسِي. I again woke up, lifted up my head, woke up. فسألت ربي لأمتي فإذا أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى for my ummah فأعطاني الثلث الآخر الله سبحانه وتعالى had granted me the last one third of my ummah. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted me this intercession that I was asking for my whole ummah. فَخَرَرَتُ سَاجِدًا لِرَبِّي I fell down again in sajda thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on his journey also, he's thinking about his ummah. While he's moving, he's praying for the ummah. He's thinking about us. So therefore, when we're making salawat and we're reading the durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like how we did on Friday, the person increases his salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we should think about the favors of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That despite the conditions, despite the hardship, despite the difficulties, his mind was with us, his heart was with us, his du'as was with us. So the little that we can do is at least on a Friday. If we can't do it every day, then at least on a Friday, let us be meticulous, particular about sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a gift to him, as a gift to his family. The durood we need, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, wa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ala Ali Muhammad, and upon the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is also a gift. So this is a great durood to read, and any other durood a person is comfortable with, that is easy on his tongue, he should try and increase and read it excessively. These types of hadith are encouragement for us that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done so much for us. At least the little we can do is we can send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tomorrow we'll start a new chapter, Babu Fadli Qiyam al-Layl, the chapter on the virtues of Tahajjud Salah. When we do this, we'll realize that there are so many virtues of Tahajjud Salah that a person who has great love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is difficult for one day to go past wherein he'll miss his Tahajjud Namaz. The Tahajjud Namaz is something so beloved, so important, therefore it's referred to as Da'ab al-Salihin. This is the trait of the pious people. What is the one trait of the pious people? If they're all up for Tahajjud, you won't find it such at the time of Tahajjud that they are sleeping. They're all up. It's a great thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, O the one that is wrapped up, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, stand up the night except for a little portion. In other words, little portion, have a rest, but stand up for a major portion of the night. نِشْفَهُ أَوِنْقُسْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا, stand up for half the night, for less than half the night. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, إِنَّ مَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَقْعًا, that this standing up in the night is very, very effective, very powerful for getting the nafs under control. Person wants to get his nafs under control, one very effective and powerful method is that stand up in the night, wake up for the tahajjud namaz. Ashaddu wata. Wata in Arabic actually means to trample upon something. So a person is trampling upon his nafs, he's getting his nafs under grips and control. How? By him being particular about his tahajjud salat. And there's so much of beauty and so much of love. This is the time where the lover is speaking directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Directly he's talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we did in previous hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat comes down right to the first heaven. Allah himself is asking, who is there that needs sustenance so that I may give him? Who is there that has any difficulties that I may solve his difficulties? Who is there that is asking for my forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us as far as our rozi is concerned, as far as forgiveness is concerned, who is there that is seeking anything so that I may give him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is asking, how can a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be sleeping at this time? This is the time that we should actually be up. And an easy method to do, ulama tell us, is that sleep early after Isha. After Isha, don't commit oneself to any other thing. There may be brides, there may be people getting together for dawahs, people getting together for different types of function. But let the people know that this is my time that I sleep early. So that time that I have an appointment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my tahajjud time, that time is not getting affected. If I'm going to make an appointment with you after Isha, then the time that I have an appointment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that time is going to get affected. I don't want that time to get affected. When a person sleeps early after Isha, then it becomes very easy now for him to wake up for his tahajjud salat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As you know, today is Friday. We should try and read plenty salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come early to the masjid for Jumu'ah Salah. Read Surah Kahf and try and capitalize on those moments that we mentioned, the time of Zawal, till the time that the Imam is finished with the khutbah, and we should try and capitalize on the time before Maghrib, ideally from Asr to Maghrib. Person can't do that time, then at least come a little bit early before Maghrib Salah, so that he can engage in dua. Allah give us tawfiq wa amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, rashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.